Welcome to Extreme Prophetic. My name is Patricia King, and I'm really glad that you've joined us for today's program. It's called God Explosion on the Street. You know, God's love and His power, it's just exploding everywhere, and people are ripe and ready to get a touch from Him, and maybe even through you. You'll want to stay tuned for the entire program. We have lots of things featured and specially prepared for you, and there might just be that special destiny word just for you too.
The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me.
When you go forth to preach the gospel, signs will follow.
The light belongs in the darkest of places.
Jesus loved hanging out with the tax collectors and sinners.
The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because He has anointed me.
We're on the verge, and we're actually in global end time revival.
The presence of the supernatural really speeds things up.
Because the Lord knows exactly what somebody needs right at that point to get a revelation that will change your life.
I knew there was power in Jesus. I didn't know there was that much, though.
We are the church of God. Everywhere we go, church is. We don't do church, we are the church.
As a new Christian, I used to just love to go out and share the gospel with whoever would listen. I can remember right after I was born again back in 1976 that I would go to the neighbors, I'd go out on the street, I'd sit at bus benches waiting for someone to come and sit and wait for their bus so I could tell them about Jesus. I'd been forgiven of so much and I was loved so much, I just wanted to share them everywhere. I can remember back in those days even picking up hitchhikers just for the sake of having someone to preach the gospel. Too. I'd say, I'll take you wherever you want to go, but I've got something special I want to share with you. And it was just in my heart. So everything we did back then was all about going out to reach people who didn't know Jesus yet. And so for a number of years, that's what I did. I think it was for about 12 years, and we landed up taking out teams to the streets, and we set up an outreach center down in Mexico and had people coming in every week, and we'd take them out to preach the gospel. And every night, we had share testimonies of how many people got saved and how they got saved. And it was so great to see the power of God exploding on the streets through ordinary people. And then in 1990, I came home from the mission field, and there didn't seem to be the same grace upon my life for sharing the gospel on the streets and that. And it almost seemed as if an anointing had dried up. And I asked the Lord, you know, am I doing something wrong? Is it, you know, a mistake I'm making, or is my life not right, or whatever? But I began to notice that whenever I would minister inside the church to Christians and teach seminars and do conferences, there was a lot of oil, there was a lot of anointing. But when I go out to minister to the lost, there didn't seem to be any anointing anymore. And the Lord spoke to my heart, and He says, I'm taking you out of evangelism for a season, and I'm moving you into revivalism. I'm going to have you minister to my people for a whole season. And I thought a season was like, you know, 3 months. I mean, after all, there's 12 months in a year, four seasons, 4 into 12 goes 3. So I was expecting maybe 3 months, and then I could get back out doing what I love to do, to tell people about Jesus. But that season lasted 12 years. And it's just been recently that the Lord's launched me out again with a heart of compassion for the lost like never before, with accelerated levels of grace to go and to reach the lost, not only one-on-one on the streets, but also through the television so that we can reach masses of people with the gospel. But the thing that's exciting about this whole season is it's not just me being thrust back on the streets, but everyone I talk to, it seems like there was a season in their lives also where they were called just to soak in the presence of the Lord, come into intimacy, enjoy His presence, enjoy a renewal season in their life. And now they're getting a little bit like, almost like, restless, I guess would be the best word. And thinking, well, you know, where do I go from here and what do I do? And I know I'm supposed to move on, but what is it? And so the stirrings and the bubblings to go and to preach the gospel are rising again in the body of Christ corporately. And many of you that are watching probably identify with that, that you're in kind of an in-between season wondering what to do. And it's because the Lord is calling us to the streets. The streets are waiting. There's an explosion happening out there. And God's using His people that have love. Children are being used. Teenagers are being used. Men are being used. Women are being used. People that are well-equipped are being used. And people that are just brand-new Christians are being used. There's explosion on the streets. There's miracles, signs, wonders, the prophetic. There's, you know, it's awesome what God is doing. And He wants us all on board. You know, in Matthew chapter 10, He commissioned His disciples to go and to preach the gospel and to work miracles, signs, and wonders, to heal the sick, to raise the dead, to cleanse lepers, to cast out devils. And He said, freely you have received, now freely give. In Luke chapter 10 and in verse 19, it talks about a whole group, 70 disciples of Jesus Christ, went out on the streets. And things exploded while they were out there. And they came back rejoicing, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us in your name. And He said, yes, I saw Satan falling like lightning. I was, you know, I could see what the power of the Spirit was doing through you. And He said, but don't rejoice in that, but rejoice in this, that your names are written in the book of life. What does that mean? It means that all of us who now believe in Jesus Christ have a covenant with Him. We have an everlasting covenant. We belong to God. Everything that He is and all that He has been given unto us. And so because of that, we can rejoice and take it to the streets. Let's explode together.
If you want to learn how to experience the supernatural presence and power of God, then this is the course for you. Learn how to know God in an intimate way, receive teaching on angels, heaven, and supernatural phenomena. The school is informative, exciting, and life-changing. Register soon as enrollment for the school is limited. For more information, visit our website at extremeprophetic.com.
In our schools of Extreme Prophetic, we have an equipping time where we take a few days and just equip students out of the Bible on how to hear the voice of God and how to know His heart for the lost. And these schools are so much fun. The teaching is rich and the fellowship is wonderful. But the most fun is when we actually get to go out and do it. There is a difference between being religious and knowing Jesus in a personal way. And when we pray and ask Jesus to come right inside of our heart, he then forgives us of all of our sin and gives us a brand new life, a brand new start. And today, Jesus had us come to you right now, so that you would come to know Him inside your heart in a special way. And then He will direct your path and He will open up doors for you. But He wants you to surrender your heart to Him. Would you like to do that?
He asked how he can give his heart to Jesus.
We simply ask Him to take your heart and to come inside, but He always waits for us to invite Him. And the Bible says He's knocking on the door of your heart, and if you invite Him to come in, He will. And we can help you pray.
Okay, te invito a Dios que venga conmigo.
He invited the Lord to come right now into His life.
Right. We've gone out in all kinds of different ways, but we just send students out and literally explode on the streets. We have teams going out sometimes just to meet up with people on the streets. Sometimes they'll go door to door or meet inside of restaurants and give free spiritual readings or prophetic words out in the restaurants. We'll do dream interpretation. In Vancouver, British Columbia, we tried something new called drug trip interpretation, because a lot of the times the drug addicts would be having spiritual experiences. Sometimes a demon power would come and harass them and give them a vision of destruction, but they didn't know what to do with it except live inside the fear of it. And then as Christians, we can receive interpretation from God and show them how to work through that to overcome as they accept Jesus Christ as their Savior. And then others of them have had actually visions of Jesus during their drug trips, where Jesus tries to invade that drug situation that they're in with his love and give them a message that'll draw their heart to him, but they don't understand it necessarily. So we set up a whole booth called Free Drug Trip Interpretation.
My name's Adam Murray. I met Patricia last night before she just after she prophesied over me. She told me that God would reveal himself to me. He'd show himself to me within 48 hours.
I know you believe that. I can feel the faith in there. It was put in there as a little child.
It was put there years ago, but yeah. I don't know, you know? Like, if I could go and see it, sure. But
okay, can I ask you to take a step? And it's this. To ask Jesus that if he is God and that he wants to be your God, if he could make that real to you within the next 48 hours.
Sure.
Does that sound good?
That'd be cool.
Well, let's pray for that, because I know he's going to do it, okay?
Go hard.
Okay.
Let's go big or go home, right?
Father, I pray for Adam right now. I thank you for Adam. And I thank you, Lord God, that you've drawn him for such a time as this. And I'm praying a prayer, Lord God, that will satisfy the questions in his heart, that he wants to know if you are truly God. He wants to know if you are the good God that you say you are in the Word, and if your name is Jesus Christ. So I'm asking you to confirm this to him within the next 48 hours, that he will have it confirmed in a personal way to him that you are God, that you'd even send divine appointments to him, you'd send more people to him, you'd give him signs, you'd allow him to see your power, just in whatever way you want to confirm it to him, that you would confirm it in Jesus' name. Amen. I believe he's going to do that, Adam. You know why?
Why?
Because he's real.
I'll believe it when I see it.
He did. He showed himself to me, and it wasn't even 24 hours.
How many hours?
Not even five.
And? What happened?
I took a pretty bad bail on my bike yesterday, and I wrecked my shoulder up, I thought, and Faitin just introduced me to Kirk here, and he prayed over my back and my shoulder, and he hadn't even taken his hand off me, and I still can't feel it.
All the other attributes in my back just loosened. It was gone. Just like that. Gone. Unbelievable.
And so do you think that was a sign from God that Jesus
is
Lord?
It's gotta be. Like, what else? There's nothing else it could be.
I say it's a miracle. I know it was a miracle.
So what are you gonna do about that? Are you ready to invite him into your heart?
I'd say so. I'd say a few people made a believer out of me.
I stood there with Patricia, and I accepted Jesus into my heart and into my soul.
Adam, can we pray with you to receive Jesus Christ as your Savior right now?
Please do.
Okay, let's pray. Follow us in prayer. Lord Jesus,
I believe
that you died on the cross.
That you died on the cross.
For my sin.
For my sin.
I ask you, Lord, to come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
Right now.
Right now.
And become my personal Savior.
And become my personal Savior.
And my personal Lord.
My personal Lord.
And write my name.
Write my name.
In your book of life.
In your book of life.
In heaven.
In heaven.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
That is so awesome.
I feel great. I don't think I've ever felt this happy in my entire life.
The Lord promises us in his word out of Mark 16, he said, when you go forth to preach the gospel, signs will follow. Other times we've even met people sitting on a curb. You know, they'll just be sitting out there totally stoned and disorientated. We go and we meet them with the love of Jesus, and we've actually seen people sober up and speak to us out of a real drug stupor.
Do you know where you are? No. Get sober right now in Jesus' name.
Oh. Wow.
Do you feel better?
Yes.
something's happening in this day and hour. People are being called to the streets, and God's just exploding all over the place through his body.
Patricia King's two-day prophetic boot camp takes you on a journey, beginning with an introduction to the prophetic, learning to hear the voice of God, and having a greater understanding of what the Lord has instructed in his word. Are you ready to begin basic training? Go online at extremeprophetic.com for more information.
Welcome to The Stuff. This is where we resource you. Our team just loves getting letters and notes and phone calls from people who have watched the program. And here's a very encouraging one. It says, Dear Patricia and team, I just want to say a big thank you. I've checked out your website and now have many of your teachings and have thoroughly enjoyed each and every one of them. May the Lord bless you abundantly. And this is from Anita from British Columbia, Canada. So thank you, Anita, for writing in, and we really appreciate that, and just want to encourage you to continue to be resourced. Today we're going to be sponsoring a book called Journey into the Miraculous. Its author is Todd Bentley, a young evangelist who started out with a really rough life, actually. He was abandoned by his father at age 3, was raised in a really difficult situation, got involved in the drug scene, in crime, and now he is completely set free and turning the world upside down for Jesus. And so his story is in here, so read all about it. And then we also have a set of tapes by Todd on power evangelism, teaching you how to go out and preach the gospel in power. This is a 6-tape series. It's got The Gospel is Power, Harvest Passion, Opening the Heavens Through Worship, Prophetic Evangelism, Harvest Time, and Soul Travail. And so those are great tapes, aren't they? And then finally, we have End Time Harvest Prayer. This is through Wesley Campbell, who teaches about how to pray during the end time for the great harvest of souls to come into the kingdom of God. So there's these resources and many more that will help you, and they're all online at extremeprophetic.com. Why don't you meet us there? There's sure to be a special destiny word just for you.
And you see someone out there too that you have, you're a twin. And actually, your whole life, you've just had this spirit on you that just makes you feel really devalued, that like you were a mistake, that you really shouldn't be. And the Lord just wants to tell you that you are not a mistake, that He thought of you and created you, that you are that special to Him, that He actually chose you and made you because He loves you. And you have a lot of worth. You just break that off in Jesus' name.
He's a powerful God. And His power is love. And His love, His presence, and His power is inside of you. And he's looking for love warriors to take his message to those who don't know him yet. And he's wondering if he can recruit you right now. You can just be yourself. You don't have to go be, you know, anyone that you're not. You just have to be you. And his grace will flow through you if you say yes. Just think about it. Because if you allow him to, right now, his blessing, his anointing, his empowerment will come upon you so that you can go out in prophetic anointing, in his presence, in his goodness, and in the manifestation of his power in these days.
You're hearing me with one ear. You're hearing me out of your right ear. You can't hear me out of your left ear because there's no eardrum. And the power of God is moving on your ear right now. And it's popping open. Lord, I thank you for healing that ear right now. In fact, I just see oil coming out of that ear as God heals it and restores it and recreates a new eardrum in your left ear.
I think it's for such a time as this that God is waking people up and saying it's no more being comfortable, it's getting up and going out there for me and doing what I need you to be doing.
There's a woman watching the program and you're a single mom and you're just beside yourself because of a financial situation that you're in. And you have gone to your parents before to ask for some help, but you know that you can't do that at this time because of some conversation that you had with them the last time that didn't go very well for you. And I believe that the Lord's saying that if you will cry out to Him, that He's going to make a way for you that is not visible right now. You can't actually see the way that this provision is going to come in, but you don't need to. You just have to trust him, and he will show you the way. And he is going to take care of a need, but he needs you to come into his wisdom. It's almost like he'd like to put some reins on you to restrain you inside of a comfort zone so that you're not kind of out there, you know, making the mistakes that you've made in the past. And so there's some adjustment coming to your life, but he's drawing you unto himself, and he is going to meet that need if you just call out to him.
The depths you are driven to in your life, God is always underneath you and always carrying you. It is impossible to go to any depth and not have God underneath. And so there'll come a day when the God who goes down into the depths with you will surely bring you up and bring you out, because that's what he's like.
The Lord is really showing me right now that there are a few people you're watching. You are ready just to give up on life. You're even suicidal, and you happen to turn on this Christian program. And so much we said has made absolutely no sense to you. But there's one person here you have that listening to this program, and you'll have to let us know, but you have pills in your hand. You are ready to take your life, and the Lord says you are not to do it. Go throw those pills away. God wants you to live and not die. And so you let us know. It's a very, very important word for you today. God wants you to live and not die.
Today we want to say welcome to all you new partners who have come on board in this last little while. It's been amazing. We keep getting a continual flux of partners joining the Breaker team. And so welcome to the team, and may the Breaker anointing increase on you. Now, as I've been explaining, is that our Breaker team are the first 1,000 partners for the program. And there's still room for you to sign up right now to give your monthly pledges every month, giving a gift into the ministry to keep the television program going and to keep teams going out onto the street. Will you partner with us? You might be called to be one of us. So why don't you go online now and sign up?
And that's exciting to me, prophetic evangelism, because it's all on God. You know, it's nothing of you. And it's like, okay, God, show up and mess them up, yeah.
God wants to say hi to each and every one of you that are watching the program. And he especially wants to say hi to you, Letitia. You've been a little bit discouraged lately because you want to serve God, but there seems to be a language barrier. And the Lord says he's going to perfect the language. In fact, he's going to do it supernaturally, because you've been frustrated with actually learning what you've needed to learn in this issue of the language. But he's going to download it supernaturally to you so you can go and serve him. And, you know, the streets are waiting for you, Letitia. And God's anointing is going to increase powerfully upon your life so that you can take his word and his love to the streets. And Brittany, Jesus wants to say hi to you. You're so precious to him, and you've got a wonderful call of God on your life, and he's going to use you. In fact, you are a girl with influence, and even at school, you have a lot of favor, and other children seem to follow you. They tend to follow your example and follow along. You've got some popularity, and so God wants to say hi and use that favor for his glory and for his divine purposes, okay? And then we have Anthony James. Anthony James, the Lord wants to touch your life right now with a healing. You've been suffering with a chronic disease and sickness, and it's something to do with your blood. And the Lord wants to touch you right now and say hi to you. You've been in the midst of some treatment, and he wants to say hi to you. And he wants you to know that his comfort is all around you, and that his presence is going to manifest in a special way. So he says hi. Right now I'm seeing a number of children with leukemia. And some of you children are watching the program right now. And some of the children's parents are watching the program right now. And God wants to say hi. And you've been fighting a good fight of faith, and he wants to commend you for that. And continue to fight, because the resistance has been really strong. But he is with you. He's with you in the battle. There's some people watching the program, and you live in Ethiopia, And that's a long ways away, and I'm sure it's hard to even get on the web there, or maybe you're watching by DVD, but you're watching this program, and God wants to say hi, and he wants to let you know that you're not forgotten. And there's a lot of struggles that you're facing right now, but God is with you, and he wants to know that he hasn't forgotten you, and his people haven't forgotten you, because he's got a whole pile of people praying for your work over there and what you're doing for him. And so may you all be blessed, because God's saying hi to all of you. He's saying hi to each and every one. Ruth, he's saying hi to you right now. And Daniela, he's saying hi to you. He's saying hi to each and every one of you that's watching the program. Hi to you and yours.
The greatest key to seeing a release of God's power is taking the anointing where the name of Christ has not been named. Into those areas, into those cities, into those regions, into those streets, into those nations where the name of Christ has not been named. God wants to demonstrate himself. I am God and I want to prove it.
Thank you so much for joining us on today's program. You know, God is in you and he's ready to explode through you. It's all about going out in love. Are you ready? We do have some training online, and we'd love to invite you to join us at a school of Extreme Prophetic, and you can come and explode with us. Anyways, it's been great having you, and I want you all to listen carefully, because there's that special destiny word that's for each and every one of you, and it's this: God loves you with an everlasting love. He really does.